From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Mike DeBonis reports for the Washington Post that Antonio Delgado and about four dozen other incoming House Democrats told their leaders December 3rd not to work on investigations but to focus on legislation. They want to prioritize legislation on health care, immigration, gun control, and other topics that have little chance of passing the Republican-controlled Senate over investigations of the Trump administration's malfeasance. The letter went to now Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, who will most likely lead the Democrats in the House after a January 3rd vote. The freshman representatives wrote, and I quote, "While we have a duty to exercise oversight over the executive branch, particularly when the administration crosses legal lines or contravenes American values, we must prioritize action on topics such as the cost of health care and prescription drugs, our crumbling infrastructure, immigration, gun safety, the environment, and criminal justice reform. While we may not always agree on how to approach every issue, we are united in the belief that we have a mandate to debate, draft, and work across the aisles to pass legislation," end quote. 10 of the 46 who signed the letter opposed Pelosi for majority leader, though Delgado, who beat Republican John Faso in the November 6 election for the 19th congressional district seat, said he will vote for her. Read the full story in the Washington Post. Zeke Fox and Zachary Mitter are reporting for Bloomberg. State Attorney General Barbara Underwood has opened an investigation into potential abuses by finance firms that offer quick money to small businesses nationwide. Underwood's office is looking into whether merchants, cash advance companies engaged in fraud or abused the state court system. Last week, the office subpoenaed New Jersey-based Yellowstone Capital LLC, one of the largest cash advance companies. Underwood said in a statement to Bloomberg, and I quote, "It is reprehensible to defraud, deceive, and harass small business owners through predatory debt collection practices and the abuse of our court system. If a company is engaging in fraudulent and deceptive conduct, we want to know," end quote. A spokesman for Yellowstone had no immediate comment. Underwood's office has been monitoring the cash advance business for some time and opened a formal investigation last month. The civil probe is in its early stages and may not lead to any enforcement action. A person familiar with the matter said additional companies are likely to face scrutiny. Cash advance companies charge interest rates that exceed 400% annualized, and they get around state usury laws by saying cash advances against future business receipts are not loans. Read the full story at Bloomberg.com. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Catskill Village officials are saying the discolored water problem affecting residents will be resolved next week. Podic Mountain Reservoir in Cooksaki supplies drinking water for the village of Catskill. According to a statement posted by Catskill Village Department of Public Works Superintendent Michael McGrath, and I quote, "We believe that between chemical changes, 30.5 inches of rain in the last few months, chemistry of the lake, and not being able to do our fall flushing, the reason for not flushing was because, at the time, the filters were having trouble keeping up with the extra flow, is the reason for the system-wide yellow water problem," end quote. Water samples to measure bacteria levels were taken November 26. All Village President Vincent Seely could say about the testing was, and I quote, "Our numbers are good," end quote. He did not have exact statistics from the report. The DPW will now finish cleaning out storage tanks this week and then flush out the main transmission line and the rest of the system. Seely said the village has three long-term options to address the discoloration issue. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo on December 3rd announced the state will extend the real property tax law exemption on farm buildings. The move permits the state to continue to provide tax relief for farmers and growers in New York. The real property tax law exempts agricultural producers from paying property tax on buildings that are essential to the production of agricultural or horticultural products, such as temporary greenhouses and exercise arenas for the horse boarding operations. Cuomo said, and I quote, New York's agricultural industry is a major sector of our economy, and it's critical that we continue to support local farmers and growers, end quote. The exemption was extended for an additional 10 years. It applies to newly constructed and reconstructed agricultural buildings, according to a press release from the governor's office. The exemption for farm structures is estimated to have saved New York farmers more than $112.8 million since 2008. The governor's office said with the money saved, farmers are able to invest in their operations, purchase new equipment, and modernize facilities. Read the full press release at governor.ny.gov. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, wgxe.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.